They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Sri Lanka declares an economic emergency. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vishala Sripathma in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. Sri Lanka, the island off the tip of India, has said it's in an economic emergency. A popular tourist destination known for its golden beaches and stunning landscape has seen a steep fall in the value of its currency, causing a spike in food prices. The cost of everyday goods like sugar, onions and potatoes have risen drastically, with households having to go without. The country shut its borders to tourists when the pandemic emerged last March, which appeared to control cases of COVID-19. However, in recent months, as the nation began to open its doors to some foreign visitors again, the infection rate soared, with hospitals at full capacity due to the Delta variant. The BBC's Runga Srilal in Colombo explained to me the devastating impact this has had on the economy.
Tourism is impacted for nearly 2 years now because of after the Easter Sunday attacks. COVID hit the tourism industry and tourism industry came to a standstill. With that and the global supply disruptions, Sri Lanka has faced a severe balance of payment crisis. When the rupee depreciated sharply, let's say about 20% for this year, they are unable to sell their products at the stipulated price. Because of that, there is a scarcity. We have seen a gas, LPG, gas shortage last few weeks, mainly because of the control price. That lead to long queues in the shops, similar in milk powder shortage and also sugar prices. Recent cases, the sugar prices have gone up about 50% within last few days, which forced government to impose emergency situation.
So how are families dealing with this? Because clearly if the prices of essential goods are going up, it's going to impact how they eat.
The issue is with the COVID, Sri Lanka is going through a 2-week lockdown at the moment. With that, most of the daily earners are unable to go out and do their work. And the monthly wage earners also are complaining that because of the skyrocketing of the food prices, essential stuff, they are unable to meet their daily demand.
The BBC's Runga Srilal in Colombo, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Let's check in with the markets. In Europe, indices off to a healthy start. Manufacturing in the Eurozone, though, has hit a 6-month low in August as supply chain problems hit factories. Bitcoin has been described by some investors as a divisive asset. And let's face it, there are very few that don't have an opinion on the digital asset. Well, in El Salvador, ahead of adopting the cryptocurrency as legal tender next week, they've approved a law to create a $150 million fund to facilitate conversions from Bitcoin to US dollars. And whilst President Nayib Bukele wants to push ahead, many voters disagree. The BBC's Candice Piet reports.
Within El Salvador itself, there's still a lot of scepticism. A recent poll suggested that 2/3 of the population, for example, didn't want to be paid in Bitcoin. And there were protests a few days ago with hundreds of demonstrators marching through the capital to voice their concerns. I mean, they're particularly worried about things like whether their pension and welfare is going to be paid in Bitcoin instead of in the dollar. They're very aware that they could lose value because the cryptocurrency itself is so volatile.
Candice Pietz reporting there. Now a familiar and welcome sound for many of us in the morning. Personally, I'm a tea drinker, but I'm partial to the odd cappuccino. Now, for you coffee drinkers, this may send shudders down your spine whilst you're sipping on that latte. Exporters in Vietnam say the coronavirus lockdown there could lead to shortages in supplies. Vietnam is a major producer of a type of bean used in espresso and instant coffee, which are pretty important for your cup of joe. So we called up Van Thu Long, chair of the Vietnam Coffee Cocoa Association in Hanoi, to find out more.
We have about 30,000 coffee shops for the whole country. All the coffee shops closed. So affected to all the coffee consumption in the local market. And also the labor cost for the coffee plantation, labor cost will be higher.
And how does that impact growers then? What kind of impact are you seeing there?
The volume of the coffee will reduce by about 15% compared with last year. And also the bad weather in the highland affected the coffee.
In terms of exporting to other countries, how many countries do you export to as a country, and which countries are they?
So far we export to more than 80 countries. The biggest buyer is American. The second is Europe and Asian country. Most of coffee we export by container. Because the shortage of the container, it little bit affected to the export of the coffee.
But has the coffee prices gone up, what you're exporting to the likes of the United States and Europe, has that price gone up?
I think now the price of the coffee increased by the weather, by the shortage of the finance, and the running cost is higher than year by year.
Mr. Thu Long, chair of the Vietnam Coffee Cocoa Association in Hanoi, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I don't know, guys. I think for all you coffee fans, it might be time to try out some tea. It's pretty good, I promise. Before we go, staff at Google have been told they don't have to return to the office until the 10th of January. Now, we're interested in what you're doing in terms of working in the office. Tweet me at BBC Vishala SP. In London, I'm Vishala Sripathma with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.